Hey, Bob.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
Not too bad. Just eating a baked potato with cheddar cheese, bacon, and sour cream.
Sounds perfect.
Poor man's meal.
Yeah, no, baked potatoes are one of my wife's favorites. She loves baked potatoes. She loves anything with potatoes. She really is a potato lover from the day I met her. Yep.
I made some stuffed baked potatoes a couple of weeks ago. They were pretty good.
Yeah, you were telling me, I think, about those the last time we talked about the stuffed baked potatoes. Your wife and mother both have good Mother's Days?
Yeah. I went to see my mom and got her some pajamas and stuff. And then
right.
My wife went with her to her two daughters. She got three daughters, but two of them took her to the movies. And it's funny. They're texting me, should we come over early, like eat lunch and then go to the movie or what? I'm like, yeah, no, take your mom to the movie and take her out to lunch. You want to come over here and you want me to feed you, and then you want to take your mom. How about you both have good jobs. Take your mother out to lunch and take her to the show. Why the hell you got to squeeze money out of my pocket if you're fucking mother? You know, oh, man. Man, these kids. Holy cow.
Well, yeah. Yeah, well, if they figure you get a free meal out of it, too, why not?
Oh, my God, they get a lot of free meals out of me, believe me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, it's like when we go to Florida, you know, and we all go out to eat, you know, obviously I pay for it, but this trip that we're going on is going to have to be, it's going to have to be a little more, I guess, adjusted because there's going to be six of them and a baby. And me and my wife, and a friend of mine and his wife,
for
the first 7 days. And it's not like there's four or five of us and we go out to eat, and it still costs us $400 or $500.
Yeah, it's separate checks. just do separate checks, and that's fine.
Oh, man. You know, the funny thing is, hey, we're all going out to eat. Okay, let's go out to eat. Let's eat. Okay, we eat, right?
Yeah.
Hey, we're all going out to eat. But each one of you got to pay for your own meal. I don't feel like going.
Sorry.
I'm not hungry.
We'll
not hungry.
We'll catch up with you later.
Yeah. You know, because, you know, to be honest with you, like, we don't spend a lot of money going out to eat when we're home, usually, you know.
Right.
But when I go to Florida on vacation, I don't look in my wallet. I don't look in the wallet. And I don't look at my card or anything for the whole time on vacation. We do what we want to do. We eat what we want to eat. And it was kind of a shock to my friend that came with us last time because he's like, hey, there's the Logan Steakhouse across the street, and I think they might have deals for like $10 for lunch and shit like that. I'm like, listen, we don't do that. We go on vacation. Yeah, I spend $200-$400 for lunch at a nice place or whatever. We go to Disney and have a, you know, one of their hotels and have a nice meal.
Yeah.
If I wanted to go get a $10 lunch, I'll do it when I get home, you know.
Right. Sure.
So, but it was a little sticker shock for him when we went there last time, and he's coming with us again this time, him and his wife. So we'll see how that goes.
He'll know that he knows how you do things when you're away. So.
Yeah.
It's not like it should be a shock to them this time.
Yeah. I mean, you probably do the same thing. When you go on vacation, I mean, it's not like you're home. You don't nickel and dime yourself. I mean, you didn't work all your life and all this time to go on vacation and try to go save $2, you know?
No, I don't. If I'm away, whatever everybody wants to do is I just do it. I don't really think twice about it.
Yeah, but like I said, this time there's going to be six or eight of us. Yeah,
right.
Eight of us. Now, my six package dinners were like $400 or $500, $600. You got eight. You want me to spend $1,000 in one day at one meal for 2 hours? That's just going to be a little overboard, you know?
Yeah, that's a little crazy.
So, and these kids, they're not little babies anymore. I mean, they're, you know, 30s, late 20s, late middle 30s. They have they made more money now than I made at the jewelry store.
Sure.
So, I mean, it's amazing how much they pay these kids nowadays. It's crazy.
Minimum wage in most places is like $20 an hour. You got people making a cup of coffee or dropping fries, making $20 an hour, and they still can't get it right.
Yeah. I mean,
unbelievable.
They're making like these kids are making like $60,000-$70,000 a year.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, I didn't make that much when I was your age.
Yeah, but you know what? These kids are spending $70,000-$80,000. What you know? If they're making 60, they're spending 70, 80 because they all want what everybody else has got.
Yep. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Anyways, just want to call and say hi.
So how was your birthday? Good?
Yeah, it was fine. It was my kids, my daughters and my grandkids stopped by. My son and his wife live in New Hampshire, and they just bought a new house. They're just moving in today to their new house. It kind of was a whirlwind. They weren't planning on doing it. They wanted to move eventually, but a deal came up on a house that they really liked, and they didn't want to say no to it. And so they put an offer in, and they sold their house like in a day and got $50,000 over asking price on it. So everything worked out really well for them. And We never even visited the other house because they didn't. They only had it for a few years, but we hadn't gotten there.
Oh my gosh!
So I'm sure we'll make a trip out this year. We'll over the summertime sometime. We'll go to New Hampshire.
Yeah. So wait, New Hampshire. So is that straight east or north?
Yeah,
east?
Pretty much straight east. Yeah, it's almost a direct east or east west type of trip. Slightly adjusted one way or the other, but not much. It's mostly almost in a straight line.
Yeah. Man, it was 38 degrees this morning here.
Yeah, it was here too. I think it was got down to 33 here.
Oh my God!
I had my plants in, but I put my all my tomatoes and those plants in pots on my deck, and so last night I just rolled them underneath the gazebo and closed the curtains. We have the heavy vinyl curtains that go all the way around the gazebo. So I closed them all off and put the lights on inside it there so it had a little bit of heat. And, man, I don't think inside it went less than 40. So the plants were great. Yeah. That's why I plant them early because I know that they're only in pots. They're big pots, but they're in pots on my deck, and I just have to slide them underneath the gazebo. It took me about, 5-10 minutes last night to put them under and 5-10 minutes to take them back out again. And everything's fine. They look great. No issues at all. And, and I get a jump on everybody by about 2 weeks in getting results.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Take some canned tomatoes.
Yeah, yeah. The tomatoes are so cheap at the market that's right around the corner from me. That I only grow the cherry tomatoes because I like snacking on them. I'll walk by them and pick a handful of those. I grow peas on my fence. I made these planter boxes that just snap onto my chain link fence. And I start the peas in beginning of April, late March sometimes, because they're freeze resistant. And the plants start growing, and then they just grow right up my fence. And again, I eat the peas raw. I just pop them off the fence, and peas and asparagus. I eat that all raw too. I never get a chance to cook that.
You grow asparagus?
Yeah.
Really?
I got it in pots, these big pots. Yeah.
Huh.
Oh, it's delicious. You have to wait 2 years though. Once you when you plant the roots, first year you don't pick them. The second year you shouldn't pick them either. The third year is when you can start harvesting them. The first 2 years, you let them go all the way up to seed, and it helps the roots grow and expand. And then on the third year, you start getting – but again, because I only have them in three different big pots back there, they don't produce enough of them to, like, cook a meal with them. So I just snap them off when I see them shooting up, when they're about a foot tall. I snap them off and eat them while I'm cutting the grass.
Oh, sure. That sounds fun.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that and the peas. The peas, they never get cooked. I just pick them and eat them all the time.
Well, I haven't had a garden since I was, what, 1990s, maybe earlier
wow.
than that, when my grandfather used to go in the backyard every year. We used
yep.
to turn the dirt, you know,
yep.
get the big pitchfork, turn the dirt, then he used to plant.
Yep.
And he had the grapes in the back and then the garden. And I bet
yep.
you that garden seemed so big, but I bet you if I went to that house and looked in the backyard, it would be probably nothing, you know?
Yeah. Well,
so.
If you want to grow things like, you know, things, put them in pots, you know, because even if you don't have that much space to put a garden in, you can get, you know, because there's a, you know, a farmer's market, like literally like 3 blocks from my house. And tomatoes, when they're in season, you can buy a basket of tomatoes for like $8. It doesn't pay to plant them. So I don't bother with a lot of that stuff because when it's harvest time, it's easy to just go buy them if you're going to like can or make sauce or anything like that. But with things like peas, because you'll get peas will be harvestable probably in about a month to 5 weeks. And they'll keep throwing some peas out there for like about 2-3 weeks. I'll be able to eat peas every time I walk past them.
Wow.
Asparagus comes up real early. That's up now, actually. And and then I have blueberry plants in pots on my front deck. And in the front, there's nothing like a blueberry when it's just warm from the sun. Oh, my God. Fantastic. But I got to fight with the birds on those. I got to throw a net
yeah.
over them when they get really full.
I'll tell you what, I'm really good at growing dandelions, that's for sure.
My lawn has no dandelions in it. The lawn across the street and both sides of me are filled with them, not mine.
Yeah. Well, this is the first year I've paid a lawn service to spray my lawn, and my dandelions and all the ground cover in my backyard is gone already.
Yeah.
Whatever they put on it just burnt the shit out of it.
Well, for me, I got this tool. It looks kind of like a pogo stick. And instead of having a base where, you jump on it, it's got like 3 tongs that come out of it. And you put it over the center of the dandelion, and you push this plunger, you push it down, and then I turn it, and it comes out root and all. One big plant comes right out. And then there's a plunger on the top of it. You push the plunger and it pops it off. So my wife thinks I'm crazy and I'm obsessed, but I say it's like therapy. I love doing it. I go out there and I'm punching holes on these things and there's little holes all over the ground where there was a dandelion, but then I'll go by I have a pail that I fill with a mixture of, grass seed and dirt. And I just put it back in the holes again and then tamp it down. And I have literally, there is no dandelions on my lawn. And if you look all around, there's dandelions on everybody else's lawns, but not mine. I do put a killer down too, but it's a, you know, it's a weed killer plus grass fertilizer. And those aren't really, really strong as far as, like the dandelions don't die immediately. They take, you know, like a week or two to die out. But my method of doing that, I do it over a period of about 2 weeks. You know, the first day I go out there, I get like, geez, probably a kitchen garbage pail full of dandelions. The next time I go out, you know, like a few days later, I'll get about a pail, you know, a standard pail full. And then the next time I go out again, I'll get another pail full, and then it gets less and less and less and until there's no dandelions and I'm not picking any. I might pick 2 or 3. But my wife laughs at me because she says, "You're obsessed." And I says, "Oh, yeah, I know I'm obsessed. There's no question about it, I'm obsessed." But I says, I feel like it's like therapy for me, though.
Yeah. I used to just come home from work every day, grab the jug, and go out there and squirt every single dandelion that was still alive.
Right.
And then the next day when I came home from work, if I saw another one standing up, I'd squirt that. It was like a process that took me about 3 weeks in the beginning of the summer, and they would eventually all be gone. But I'd kill them one at a time.
It's crazy. I mean, but you do this, you're doing the same thing I did, except that I just removed the plant. You're doing it with a squirt thing. I do it with by removal. And
I saw those things that you're talking about.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at
I love it. I have more fun with it.
This thing's going to dig a freaking hole in the lawn. I could put a cup in there and go golfing on the lawn. It looks like it's going to tear a hole in the...
The hole is literally about an inch, maybe an inch and a half wide when you pull it out. That's about it.
Wow.
It may look like it's more than that in a picture, but that's all it really is. But when you get a big dandelion, you know, one that would be like the size of like your hands... If you crush your hands over at the palm and made this big circle, like maybe 8 inches, when you get a dandelion that's that big and you put it over the middle of it and twist it and then pull it out, it's so fucking satisfying. I can't even tell you. It's like I'm telling you, my daughter Lisa got one of these things, and every once in a while when she comes over here, we'll talk about some of our dandelion adventures because it's to me, I'm telling you, it's like therapy for me. I enjoy doing it so much and the only one I can talk to about it and I don't sound crazy is Lisa, my daughter, because she does the same thing. She's my kid, no doubt about it.
Oh my God. We should go over to the neighbors and start doing their lawn.
Oh, when it's right on the edge of my lawn, if they've got dandelions that are right on the edge, I'll go into their lawn and pull them out. I said, you know, you're not taking care of your lawn. I'm taking care of mine. I don't want you right next to mine because as soon as they, you know, turn to seed, that stuff comes right in my yard.
You got any houses around you where it looks like every 2.5 inches, there's a dandelion, and their whole lawn looks like a brush?
Yeah. My neighbor two doors down. I was just laughing at it.
We got a couple people like that.
Two doors down, it's my friend Erica and her husband Adam. Erica is a physical therapist and has worked on my wife a couple of times and my sister-in-law. So, and she's a friend of the family. Her husband Adam is, to me, he's just worthless. He's supposedly a caddy at Oak Hill Country Club, but his car is in the driveway all the time. In the summertime, he might be gone 2 or 3 days a week. The wintertime, the car is there all the time. Right now, it's in the driveway. Their lawn is literally covered with dandelions, and he's nowhere. I mean, he's got a riding lawnmower, and he barely cuts his lawn. He's just a bum. But, yes, when you look down, if I look from here, because now they've gone to seed and they stand up, it looks like a white foam all over his lawn.
Yeah, like 6-inch sticks with a little foam.
Yes, absolutely. That's exactly what it
looks like. Yeah, we got a couple of people. There's a couple of people around the corner and on the other side that have, like, I've never seen so many in my life. I mean, it's like every inch and a half there's a dandelion. It looks like a carpet.
More dandelions than grass.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And it's not like it's hard. I mean, what do you do? If you're a busy guy and you're out all the time, you and your wife are both out all the time. I understand that when you're pay somebody. But to do nothing while you're doing nothing is like Jesus Christ, he's so fucking lazy. It makes me crazy. When I say anything around my wife, she says, "Well, you don't know what the situation is." And I do know what the situation is. The guy's a bum. That's all. He's just a bum.
I mean, if he's a therapist or they're somebody, they gotta have some money.
The wife is a therapist. She does well. She's hardworking.
Like a physical therapist or a mental
physical
therapist.
No, physical therapist. Okay. And she makes good money and I think must make good enough money that he doesn't have to do anything because he never leaves the house. I never see him do anything. Every once a week maybe he does the lawn. It's usually because it's so far overgrown that it needs to be done. But you would think that if you're not busy you would cut the lawn at least maybe 2 or 3 times a week. But not him. He's
probably playing video games.
Probably. I think that's what it is. I think you must be a gamer.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, whatever. I will talk to you later. Just wanted to say hi.
All right, Bob. Nice talking to you.
You too.
Take it easy.
See ya.
Bye-bye. Bye.